when the archangel Gabriel appeared to Mary and first announced God's plan of salvation to her, that she was going to conceive and bear a son, we call her response the fiat. Fiat is the Latin word for let it be done. And that's the first word that Mary says when she says, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And Mary's response was not an indifferent response. It wasn't like, oh, well, you know, I guess I have a few things to do today, and I'm going to become the mother of God, clean the house, you know, get some groceries. It was a complete and total response. And it wasn't a hesitant response like, well, I don't think I really want to do this, but okay, if the angel says I have to do this, I guess I'll do it. It was a complete and total response. Fiat in Latin is actually a legal term, which means an authoritative and an absolute decision. And so Mary's response was a complete and total yes to God's plan of salvation. You know, nobody was desiring the coming of the Messiah more than the Blessed Virgin Mary. Nobody was praying more fervently for the coming of the Messiah than she was. And because she was free from any attachment to sin, when God announced his plan of salvation to her, she had the freedom to be able to completely and totally, with every ounce of her being, say yes. With complete freedom. And you have to imagine that brings an incredible joy when we're able to say yes to Christ, to say yes to our Lord without any reservation or without any conditions. And this wasn't just something Mary had to do with words. You know, this was something that would affect every bit of the rest of her life. You know, her life was now centered upon Jesus Christ and the fact that she would be the mother of God. I think this is a good example for us because we're called to say yes the same way. You know, we're called to respond to Christ's plan of salvation for our lives in different ways according to our state of life. You know, but all of us, every human being on the face of the earth, is offered an offer of grace from our Lord, and we're called to respond with a generous yes, just like the Blessed Virgin Mary, with a fiat. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. If we look at the shepherds in today's gospel, you know, when they heard the announcement that the Messiah had been born and the angels appeared in the sky glorifying God, it didn't say they casually meandered over to see the Christ child or after a while they made their way. It says they went in haste to see the Christ child. There's a sense of excitement. They went with speed. There is something incredible there. And so we see not a lukewarm response, but a full response. They wanted to go and see the Messiah, and so they went with haste. So I think a good question for us is, how are we orienting our lives with that same sense of haste and that same complete and total yes to God's will for our lives? For our lives to be ordered properly, they have to be ordered that way because God is our creator and he is our ultimate end. Every one of us was created ultimately for union with God. We were created by God, for God. And so for our lives to be ordered properly, they have to be centered upon Jesus Christ. So often there's disorder in our lives and we cause so many problems for ourselves and so much unhappiness and so much friction in our relationships because we don't order things properly. You know, down in Dayton, there is this soccer game and there's a parent on the sideline and he was just irate. He was screaming at the ref. He started cursing and profanity was flying. I mean, he was really into this game. And he laid into the ref. He was cussing at the ref. And it's like, that ref is 15 years old. Are you really going to curse at this ref? And your kid who's playing in the soccer game, he's 7. Are you seriously that into a game that you're going to be cursing out a 15-year-old ref for your 7-year-old playing soccer? You know, situations like that, you can see that someone's life isn't ordered properly. You know, whatever this individual was focused on, whether he was vicariously living through his child or whether he thought his child was a superstar at 7 years old, maybe he'll be one day. But, you know, obviously his life wasn't ordered properly. And because he was placing something else at the center of his life, it led to a disorder which caused all sorts of problems for people around him and for himself. And you'll hear people who don't get a promotion at work, or they don't get the raise that they want, and they get bent out of shape, and they're unhappy because of that. Well, is it really that important? You know, how concerned are they about the grace that they're receiving at the Mass in their state before God? That's free. The grace that they receive at Mass, that's free. You know, are they that concerned about their standing before God? Are they more concerned about that or about their financial standing? So I think, you know, all of us, if we look at our lives, we can see ways in which we aren't necessarily ordering our lives properly. And all of us, to one degree or another, are in need of conversion. Because there's so many distractions. There's so many attractions of the world. Things that can pull us away from focusing on what's truly important, what our ultimate end truly is. And when we come to Mass on Sundays, is this something that we just do because we do it every week? I mean, it's good that we're here, but Christ wants more than that. Someone who's ordering their life on Christ will see this as the culmination and the high point of every week. All that they've done throughout the week, whatever their state in life is, whether they're out in the workforce, whether they're a parent, whether they're a child, those actions of obedience, actions of love within their family, fulfilling daily responsibilities, all of that becomes an offering to God if our lives are ordered properly. So realistically, if we want to order our lives properly, if we want to deepen our level of conversion and make sure that we are greeting Christ with a generous yes, how can we do that? Well, it starts with the Eucharist. Christ entered the world as a child 2,000 years ago, which we celebrate in this Christmas season, but he enters the world through the Eucharist today. The fullness of divinity is present in the Eucharist. And so practically speaking, if we want to deepen our conversion and our focus on Christ as the center of our life, spend time in the presence of the Eucharist. Certainly with Mass. But Mass is a communal prayer, and there's not that much time for silent prayer in Mass. So it's also important for us to take other times where we can come before the Eucharist in silence, Eucharistic adoration. That's a very important part of a healthy spirituality. And the Eucharist is placed in the center of the church for a reason. The architecture is meant to convey a point that the Eucharist, as it's in the center of the church and at the highest point in the church, it should be in the center of our lives and the most important thing within our lives. If we deepen our devotion to the Eucharist and we make a real commitment to spend time in silent prayer in the Eucharist, we'll find that our lives will become ordered properly and everything else will fall in place properly and find its proper place. And so in this time of New Year's resolutions, I encourage you to make a resolution for Jesus Christ. Make a resolution for Eucharistic adoration. Go with haste like the shepherds. Make a generous yes like the Blessed Virgin Mary when she said from the depths of her being, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." Place the Eucharist as the center of your life, and blessings will flow into every part of your life.